اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mahdi. Thank you for having me. And assalamu alaikum to all the dear listeners of this program. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. First, Brother Muhammad is going to talk about the music or the musical miracle of the Noble Quran. Then, we all are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter of the Noble Quran. And at the end, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation from different aspects. Stay tuned. Well, as always, in the first part, we are going to talk about the miraculous music of the Noble Quran. Brother Muhammad, you talked about different issues concerning this main topic. You talked about the arrangement of the words of the Noble Quran. We talked about the unique style that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has adopted to convey the meanings. And in our previous episode, we talked about the issue how the verses of the Noble Quran are related to one another while they were revealed in different occasions. Now, Brother Muhammad, at your service, let's continue.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Another very fascinating aspect of the Holy Quran and the miraculous music or the musical miracle of the Quran is the use of certain literary devices in the Quran, such as metaphors, similes, and other literary devices that are very, they're very beautiful, and Allah uses them a lot in many places of the Quran. One example that I would like to give right now about these metaphors and these similes that are used in the Quran. One example is the word libas, clothing, dress, garment. In Surah An-Naba, verse 10, Allah says in the Quran, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. We made the night a clothing. This is a very good
metaphor
because whenever it's night, everyone is, we can't see each other.
It
right?
is covered, actually. Everyone
yeah,
is covered.
It's covered. Say. And it's difficult for someone to, if someone wants to like escape from his enemy, he can do so at night. Night gives him this opportunity. Or he wants to do something secretly.
He uses night.
He could take advantage of the darkness of night. Yeah. So this is why it's called libas, because libas covers something, yeah. And then that's what also the night does. Or we have another verse about how spouses are hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. They are like clothing of one another, because the clothing that man wears, right? Mm-hmm. It hides the things that are not good to be shown. For example, the private parts, it conceals it from other people. Because, you know, clothing covers the human being, and the parts of the body that people are not, you know, they are shy to show, you know, because naturally...
And actually, their spouses should be like this. They don't have
spouses,
to talk...
Spouses, they are clothing of...
Of one example, another.
Upon another, and how? Because they...
They're covering the...
Yeah, no, this is the point. They cover the self from getting into really bad things and sins and indecency. So they are a cover for corruption, indecency. Because whenever two people get married, the likelihood of they getting into really like sinful acts, indecency, is lowered. The probability is lowered because they could just... They are made for each other, mm-hmm. and they're not going to go and look for other people.
So they cover each other from sin, committing sin.
Yeah, right? It's like a deterrent, okay? It stops them from committing sins, indecent sins, mm-hmm. okay? So that's why the Quran compares husband and wife to clothing or dress.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. You're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. Don't go away. Today in the second part, we're going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Raghib Mustafa Qalwash, Surah Qaf, verses 31 to 39. Let's enjoy it. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, You're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verses 31 to 39 of Surah Al-Qaf, recited by Sheikh Raghib Mustafa Ghalwash. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's analyze this beautiful recitation through three different aspects. Internal music, as well as the tajweed points.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The way that Sheikh Raghib Mustafa Ghalwash, he started reciting the verse 31, وَزُلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. He recited it with a very delicate manner. It was a nahawand of bayati.
So first you're talking about the external
the
maqamat, music.
Yeah, and also the internal. It's part of the emotion that we get.
وَأُزْلِفَتِ
الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. This verse is a very beautiful verse. It's saying that paradise has been made near, has drawn near to the believers, to those who are God-wary. غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. It's not far from them. وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ. That means uzlifa means getting close. Paradise has gotten close to those who are God-wary and not far. The way that he recited the bayati, this part of the bayati in verse 31, was very beautiful. It actually depicted the meaning of the verse, about paradise, the happiness of paradise, the joy that you get from going to heaven. We could hear that in his voice. And then
it portrays this closeness.
Yeah. هَذَا مَا تُوَعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيظٍ. He changes the maqam to maqam rust, a very happy maqam. Usually maqam rust is used for joyful verses, verses that are about the glad tidings of Allah, verses that are about paradise, about the believers, about the promises of Allah to the believers. They could be used in maqam rast because it has a lot of joy in it. He continued maqam rast until the end of the verse. So in the next verse, verse 32, what does Allah say? هَذَا مَا تُوَعَدُونَ. This was what you have been promised. This is what was promised for you, for everyone who turned to Allah in sincere repentance, who kept His law. So the person who this paradise is promised to him is the one who turns to Allah, is sincere in repentance, and who observes the rulings, the laws of his religion, the religion of God. Now the tajweed points.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the tajweed points now. We have ghunna in the word al-jannah. We have to hold the noon because the noon has tashdeed, has a shadda on top of it. So we say al-jannah. We have to hold it for two vowel counts.
Yes.
هَذَا مَا تُوَعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيظٍ. أَوَّابٍ حَفِيظٍ. We have the rule of noon sakina, which is ilhar of noon sakina. Then we have another ilhar in the phrase مَنْ خَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنِ. We have the kha after the noon. So
this
again,
is another
noon,
letter of throat.
Yeah. So we have to pronounce the noon clearly and fully.
Could you remind us of the letters of throat, Brother Muhammad?
Hamza and ha, their place of articulation is the bottom of the throat.
Mm-hmm.
Ha and ayn, middle
of the throat.
Ghain and kha, the top of the throat.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the six letters.
Where actually the noon should be pronounced
completely.
If it is
before one of these letters.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور
وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان هو القرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق